USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescuers were given the go-ahead to resume the search for victims of the Surfside, Florida building collapse after the remaining portion of the building was pulled down in a controlled demolition Sunday night. Officials say the demolition went exactly as planned about 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Pope Francis went to a Rome hospital on Sunday for scheduled surgery of his large intestine. The news came a few hours after Francis greeted the public in St. Peter's Square and told them he would go to Hungary and Slovakia in September. Officials in Cuba evacuated 180,000 residents amid concerns about flooding from the deadly tropical storm Elsa as it rolls along the southern region on Monday. The National Hurricane Center said it would gain minimal strength after Elsa moves over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Saturday declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Tyson Foods has announced a recall of chicken. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 8.5 million pounds of its frozen, fully cooked chicken over fears of possible listeria contamination. The products were made in a plant in Missouri between last December and April. The products were shipped nationwide to retailers and institutions, including hospitals, nursing facilities, restaurants, schools, and Department of Defense locations. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service said two people became ill with listeriosis. Tyson says in a statement, while there is no conclusive evidence that the products were contaminated at the time of shipment, the voluntary recall is being initiated out of an abundance of caution. To be safe, you should throw out the chicken or return it to the store.
Over the year of 2019, the company issued four separate recalls for its frozen chicken products. A massive explosion early Monday at a factory in Thailand's capital killed at least one person and wounded 29 others. The fire broke out at a foam and plastic pallet manufacturing factory just outside Bangkok. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Now that the United States has pulled a majority of forces from Afghanistan, with the entire withdrawal coming in September, what happens to the Afghans that were supporting our troops? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who work as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces. These interpreters, we told them we'd take care of them. And we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
Australian scientists will help conduct one of the world's most powerful ground-based telescopes that promises to see further and clearer than the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit. The MAVIS instrument will be fitted to one of the 8-meter unit telescopes at the European Southern Observatory in Chile. MAVIS will be built over 7 years and a cost of $57 million. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.